off at your...
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Made it to another weekend, and by the end of it, we'll know the final four teams in college basketball, and baseball's back. Yay, sports. Well, let's go ahead and jump straight into things because we have some things to go over here.
My favorite stories of the day.
Now, safe to say, most of us have heard of or used the old dog ate my homework excuse. But now a woman named Sarah Oakley in Bloomfield, Colorado has set up a GoFundMe page to raise money because her dog ate her panties. And she tells Denver's Westward News site that the GoFundMe site is a little cheeky, but her old pooch did eat quite a few pairs, quite a few being five pairs of panties. And Oakley says she wants to buy more of the skim shape-forming underwear that her 11-year-old terrier Mick swallowed, but is raising money because her dog, named Retta, needed surgery for vets to pull the five skims panties from her intestines. And that surgery cost $13,000. Because Retta got into her dirty laundry and ate her underwear, Oakley posted an update on the GoFundMe page she set up last Thursday after the surgery. Had pictures on it showing Retta is recovering, and hopefully she put a lid on the laundry basket. And she's raised almost $1,800 so far. And also asking Skims co-owner Kim Kardashian for help. Not explicitly for the 13 grand due for the dog surgery, no. But she wrote on her GoFundMe site for a solution. Like maybe an edible underwear line, because as Retta's mom, I just can't afford to buy Skims anymore unless they're digestible. She might get some people on her side. This next one, well, is hard to digest and went back and forth actually over whether to run it. You'll see why, but I rewrote it to shorten the details while now focusing on these two homeless guys in Seattle, because KOMO News is reporting the two were going through a dumpster early this month when they found some pretty nasty stuff. Now, the spoiled milk and rotten leftovers had to be gross, too. But they pulled out 14 binders full of pictures of naked and sexually abused kids, some dating back to the 90s to 2013. Now, that is some trash these homeless guys did not want. But they figured cops would want it. So they called them, and KOMO is reporting officers came and found right in the garbage with the binders documents and other things with a man's name and handwriting, which they say matched handwriting on post-it notes in the binders. So it took all that evidence, went to the man's house where they say he also confessed to abusing about 50 other kids in another state in the early 80s when he was a teenager. So he's now in jail, set to be arraigned the Monday after next on a list of charges. And if he did this, a serial pedophile abuser will be locked away, all because a couple homeless guys were dumpster diving. Now, let's lighten things up with a blizzard from Dairy Queen. And where else but Florida would cops say they arrested a woman last Friday for robbing a Dairy Queen in late February in Coconut Creek, just north of Fort Lauderdale. Now, WPLG Local 10 News is reporting 44-year-old Allison Fetting is accused of walking into the DQ restaurant in the middle of the day, pulling a gun on the cashier, telling her to open the register to take the money. Now, cops in Coconut Creek did not say if something spooked her or if the clerk ran off or something else, but did say Fetting ended up running off with the tip jar. That's all she left with. No blizzard or burger, just the tip jar. And the cashier told cops there was only about $1.50 in the jar. Fetting was arrested the next day in neighboring Palm Beach County, arraigned Wednesday, and now in Broward County Jail, where the food is likely not as good as Dairy Queen's chicken strip basket. It's also where inmates will find out she robbed a DQ for $1.50, allegedly. In Southern Kentucky, a bad version of a good movie played out. Thieves managed to pull a gun in 60 seconds move and stole eight brand new Corvettes from the lot at GM's Bowling Green assembly plant. It's where vets have been made since the early 80s. But unlike the crew in Gone in 60 Seconds flick, these crooks apparently had no chill, getaway plan, or stash house, because the AP is reporting cops say after the crew cut a fence at the plant to get the cars out, the first Corvette was found last Saturday by a nosy woman at an apartment complex who reported seeing a man walk off after parking the muscle car with dealership stickers still on the window. Then police later found four more Corvettes scattered in different places around Bowling Green. And say the last three, well, they were parked at a meeting spot where a vehicle transport truck driver told cops he was on a job to pick up one older Corvette, but pulled up to find three new vets with damage on the bottom, along with two guys in a hurry trying to get him to take the three new ones to Michigan. He did not, and instead called the cops, who came and chased down one of the two while the other got away in a Jeep with Ohio plates. Eight Corvettes worth $1.2 million, and the thieves were not fast or furious enough to get away with them. Well, just last month, we got a laugh out of the cow that got away from a handler and ran away for a bit on the first day of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Well, it ended like it started. At least this time, six cows and bulls fell out of a trailer Monday on Interstate 45 North, right outside of Houston. And the trailer was leaving the rodeo, headed back to a farm in Barnum, Texas, when their rear latch wiggled loose and the trailer doors open and six steers jumped out and took off in the middle of I-45 traffic in the middle of the day Monday. And Harris County Sheriff's deputies tell KPRC News NBC2 that these were roping steers for rodeo competitions. They're trained to come out of a chute and take off running. And they did. Cows and bulls running between cars stopped in traffic while sheriff's deputies ran after them. Took over 4 hours to get all six in the owner's trailer. All those people stuck in traffic had a story to tell at the dinner table, though, that night. Back after this break. But first, hey, check out, give a listen to DJ Greg H's podcast. It's nice.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Tired of grocery store sticker shock when you see the price of eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing by J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark.
And now for the world around us.
Wow, this one in the he said what category? In Saskatchewan's largest city of Saskatoon in Canada, police say a 31-year-old father was just sentenced to a year in jail after a courtroom spent all of this month hearing how he set up his phone last June to record a 9-year-old kid changing clothes in a bathroom. The Saskatoon Star Phoenix newspaper is reporting the prosecutor said during the trial that the man told cops he recorded it because he was worried he may be a pedophile and wanted to see if he was. He pleaded guilty, so answered his own question. Now in Scotland is where we find a hotel worker who apparently never looked up to see all the cameras recording everything because two 30-year-old newlyweds who got married at the Crutherland House Hotel in East Kilbride, South Lanarkshire, took home a bunch of gifts and cards filled with gifts or money, or they thought money would fall out of the cards. But when they opened them 2 days later, they say some of the envelopes did not even have cards in them. No money or gift cards in any of them, which is odd for wedding gifts. So the Scottish Sun newspaper is reporting the couple reported what they figured was a theft. And please check the hotel security camera footage in right there. Is where they say 37-year-old worker Craig Harrison was caught as plain as day, going through all of it, opening envelopes, snatching out the money, and taping the envelopes closed again. Harrison pleaded guilty to theft, and the court ordered him 2 weeks ago to pay the couple £1,200, along with a £1,000 fine. And then there are the two Royal Air Force engineers sentenced Tuesday in London. After a Saturday night out at the beginning of the month, ended with them both drunk in Newbury when they stumbled across a statue of Paddington, you know, the fictional bear who came to England from Peru that kids love for its kindness and tolerance and that hat. The 22-year-old drunk Royal Air Force engineers, both of them 22, they took a beer-goggled look at Paddington in its signature blue coat and that red hat, sitting on a bench holding a marmalade sandwich and kicked it. Kicked the fiberglass Paddington, yanked the front half of the statue from the bench, flagged down a taxi cab, put Paddington's torn off front half in the cab with them, and took it back to the Royal Air Force base in Hampshire. It's where investigators say the duo put it in one of the cars. I'm guessing liquor and beer. It had to be drunk from something good. And it ended badly for them, though, because investigators say surveillance cameras, again, caught the drunken vandalism. The judge told the two on Tuesday they are the very opposite of what Paddington stands for and ordered both to stand and pay over $3,500 to repair the statue on top of community service. Broke people's hearts there in Newbury. They left jars of marmalade sandwiches also and poems around the bench. That's where that Paddington statue is being repaired, though, and rebuilt. Back in a...
Got the Medical Express card? You don't need to worry about a thing when it comes to healthcare costs. It's all taken care of. If you're crossing the street and you get hit by a speeding pickle truck,
you're covered.
Say your dog confuses you with a burglar. Whether you need just a few stitches or extensive, expensive plastic surgery,
you're covered.
Even if you accidentally get a French fry stuck up your nose,
you're covered.
It's as simple as...
What's up with what's going down, though?
Hey, remember Napster? Yeah, it goes along with remembering that sound of a dial-up modem and how if that modem was not at least 56K or didn't have a cable internet connection, man, it could take 5 to 30 minutes to download a single song, and a lot of times the MP3 songs were bad quality. Or so I heard. Well, Napster is kind of coming back. Variety magazine is among the many actually reporting a metaverse company called Infinite Reality just ponied up $207 million to buy the music streaming service. And again, they are a metaverse company, so they plan to use Napster in the virtual world being set up by Meta as sort of a virtual concert venue. Yeah, they see us putting on VR headsets, then going to Napster to buy tickets to see artists put on 3D shows in the virtual world. Sort of like what Fortnite did back over the holidays with Juice WRLD. Now, with virtual stands also set up at the virtual concerts to sell t-shirts and other merch. Now, this sounds kind of cool, but we may want to go back and watch Netflix's Black Mirror show to see how this virtual future of ours may pan out before we go too far.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays.
Mike Mann here, dusting off all the classics, and we're going to keep them rolling right now with this funny one from Slammy Sammy.
Hurricane, you can call him Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine main. Those little hurricanes, hurricane.
Time for birthdays.
And a lot of celebrity birthdays this weekend, starting with Friday the 28th. Singer and actor Lady Gaga. Nice new album, too. She's 39. Actor Julia Stiles, 44. Mr. Cheeks. Man, that name does not hold up well today. The Lost Boys' Mr. Cheeks is 54. Actor and comedian Vince Vaughn is 55.
I've been watching you.
Singer Rodney Atkins, 56.
We were born a dance, Lord, shake it, I thank you.
Salt of Salt and Pepper, rapper Cheryl James, Salt, is 59.
She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down.
And Reba, singer and actor, Happiest Place Now, Reba McEntire, is 70. And on Saturday, Xena Warrior Princess, actor Lucy Lawless, will be 57. Jungle Fever, actor Annabella Sciorro, will be 61.
It's nice.
Jane's Addiction lead singer Perry Farrell turned 66. The Highlander actor Christopher Lambert, actually recovering after just falling down hotel stairs, he'll be 68.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
And Toto lead singer Bobby Kimball will be 78. Then on Sunday the 30th,
girl, you make me want.
Singer Thomas Rhett will be 34.
Don't know why.
Singer Norah Jones will turn 46. Kelly Ripa's boo, actor and Kelly and Mark co-host Mark Consuelos, 54. Singer Celine Dion will be 57. Talk show host Piers Morgan, 60.
You get a fast car.
Singer Tracy Chapman will be 61. Quick mood swing there. Rapper and dancer MC Hammer, 63. Actor and comedian Paul Reiser will be 69. Guitarist and singer Eric Clapton, 80. Actor Warren Beatty will be 88 Sunday, and actor John Astin, 95. Then Monday,
I look back on life and thank God I'm blessed.
Rapper Tony Yayo will be 47. Actor Ewan McGregor, 54. Actor Rhea Perlman, 77. I'm Mr. Carter. And welcome back, Carter. Actor and comedian Gabe Kaplan, 81. Actor and dancer Christopher Walken will be 82 Monday, and trumpeter, pianist, producer, conductor, painter, and theater producer Herb Albert will turn 90, Albert. And that's it for another Real Pod Newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening and hope everyone has a safe and fun weekend. Back at it on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Show Enough.